What would you say you do here?
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. I'll tell you what I do here. I try to change minds about the insanity that we have let creep in for the last 30 years throughout our region. And I was thinking about this last night because I heard about all these bizarre crimes. I mean, the crime wave that's happening here and in Democratic-run cities across the country is shocking. We've had armed carjackings on almost a daily basis here in the Puget Sound area. People's catalytic converters are getting stolen. I heard from a young man who he's a young contractor, and he works his butt off so that he can provide for his family. And somebody stole his vehicle with all of his tools inside, and he loses a couple days of his living trying to rebuild his professional life. I heard last night from the owner of a couple independent grocery stores in our region. They don't know if they can stay in business because of all the shoplifting. And we've let this happen. And in a way, it's validating for this radio show because I'm confident I was the first one to talk on a regular basis about this tsunami that is now sweeping over us. But I was talking about this 5-10 years ago. We were warning you about a Marxist takeover of our region. And we told you, it was 6 years ago, to be precise, it was in 2016, when we got the documents that proved that we had lawmakers whose design was to destroy our city from within, because they thought they could then rebuild in a Marxist image. I mean, this was what was going on politically. And we were the first ones to tell you about it. We were the ones to kind of break that news. And a lot of people thought that it was Monson just engaging in hyperbole to get people riled up. And now it turns out that everything we've been telling you for years now is starting to manifest itself. Let's get right to this hour's Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Dory Monson Show exclusive.
So as we hear about this crime wave, I mean, the ones we've been hearing about, certainly record number of shootings last year, but we've had carjackings, armed carjackings on almost a daily basis here in January. A dog was stolen last night on Capitol Hill. Sorority girls are getting tased. Randy Husrick with Seattle Police Department joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. It's always great to talk with you. Thanks for coming on with me today.
You're welcome, Dory. Good to talk to you.
You know, I talked to you last week, and I asked you about an armed carjacking, and I was shocked when you said which one, because you were the one who told me, yeah, we had three last night in Seattle. It was West Seattle, U District, and one other. And now we have more. We have five kids. This isn't your jurisdiction, but five kids carjacked and escaped from Echo Glen. One of them is involved in a murder. I mean, this epidemic is raging, isn't it?
Well, we've certainly seen, here over the last, certainly over the last year, probably the last half of 2020, we're definitely seeing an uptick in crime. And certainly, it included in that is a lot of violent crime. So it's concerning for the public. It's concerning for us as a police department, working to prevent this from happening.
It seems to be getting more and more bizarre. Our two oldest daughters lived in a sorority at the University of Washington. And I'll tell you, Sergeant, when the last one to graduate, that was about 6 or 7 years ago, it felt relatively safe. I wasn't a nervous wreck having my girls in the Greek system there. But then I hear about what happened last night. Tell my listeners about this tasing of one of the sorority girls there.
That was actually, I think that was two nights ago,
last night. Okay.
There were several incidents that occurred up there, right in the, around the campus area. The first of them involved an assault and, where a victim, was severely beaten. during the incident, and then
correct me if I'm wrong, but that one was a young man on the Ave who was beaten unconscious, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then there was the incident in an alleyway up on 45th and 18th there.
Yeah. And then a short time later, victims were parking their car there along the 3500 block of 18th. When they were approached by multiple suspects, one of the suspects punched one of the victims in the face. Another one then used a taser, and then thankfully some other folks that were in the area were able to come out and scare off the suspects, who then jumped into a car and fled the area. And then about 2.5 hours later, there was a report of a couple different, thankfully, unsuccessful carjackings, Jeez. And then we had a robbery at a restaurant about 3.5 hours after that one. So it was quite an eventful night for a small area there up near the university.
And are these the same suspects or different people?
Well, it looks like perhaps the incident that occurred last night and some of the suspects from the two assaults where a taser and a knife were involved. It appears that we're seeing a similar MO and possibly a similar description on suspects. So I know the detectives, our robbery unit, is following up and looking into those to determine if those incidents, the one from last night, a couple of them, from the night before, are the same suspects and are related, and continuing to work all leads on that.
Unbelievable. And then one other. I'm going to talk to the owner of a dog coming up in about 20 minutes here. She went into Whole Foods for 3 minutes, left her dog outside up on Capitol Hill. She comes out, and the dog's been stolen. And it turns out 3 people threw that dog into a Honda Accord and stole it. And I know this woman's heartbroken that I'm going to be talking to. It was a Seattle police officer who actually tipped me off to that incident last night. Do you know anything about that one?
Well, I guess, unfortunately, the victim was out and about up in the East Precinct area was with her dog had the dog on a leash and tied him up out in front of the store to run inside and get a couple things. And in the very brief time that she was inside, the suspects pulled up and, untied the dog from its leash, led it to the car and took off. And so it happened just literally within a matter of minutes from when she walked into the store to when the dog had been stolen before she came out.
Why would somebody steal a dog? I mean, are they going to sell it like they do when they steal stuff from stores? Are they fencing dogs? Or what would be the motivation? I mean, the dog's 10 years old. It must be horribly confused. The owner's heartbroken. Why would somebody do that?
Well, we certainly seen, some of the ones that have gotten, some considerable media attention. Where was it that one Lady Gaga's dog walker was out, with two purebred French bulldogs,
right?
Unfortunately, this is the victim's friend and companion, just like my dogs are. They're part of the family. They're not pets.
Oh yeah.
And so I can only imagine what she is going through, and question the motive behind why you would steal someone's dog from out in front. I got to tell you, Dory, I'm kind of puzzled at this one myself.
It's unbelievable. Well, all I can hope is, as we keep talking about these stories, that the tide is going to turn, and we understand that all the defunding of you guys and reduction in force and all of that, that it's having some significant consequences, and we gotta start supporting you guys so we can start getting our arms around this issue, because I think we're finally starting to reach critical mass on all of this.
Well, hopefully we can get going in the right direction. I certainly feel for the dog owner here. I know our general investigation unit detectives have surveillance video of the suspects and of the car. I know, being a responsible dog owner, that the victim had the dog microchipped. So we're all hoping for the best on this one, and that we can get the dog back to the victim in as short amount of time as possible.
Yeah, we're going to push out a picture and a description of the car and all of that, too. So, all right, Sergeant. Well, it's never dull. And unfortunately, there are a lot of real human consequences to all these various. I mean, last week, I talked to you about a guy throwing two women into Lake Washington. I mean, it's just. I grew up. I was born at Ballard Hospital, Sergeant. I grew up here, and I don't even recognize this place anymore. It's crazy.
Well, and for folks like you that have lived your whole lives here, you're having the opportunity to see, the changes that have come about. I've been on the department for 28 years now, and have been here and seen, some changes for the better, some changes for the worse in that time frame. And, hopefully we can get things moving back in the right direction.
Yep, absolutely. All right, keep up the good work, all the men and women who serve. Appreciate you.
You bet. Thanks, Jory.
All right, Sergeant Randy Husarick, Seattle Police Department. And like I said, I'm going to talk to the woman whose dog was stolen. She's going to join me coming up in about 15 minutes here. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top trending.
Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
Neil Young is one of those artists. Couldn't stand him when I was younger. Couldn't stand his voice. Didn't like any of his songs. And he's grown on me. But he was always, even when I didn't care for his music, I recognized his greatness. I recognized that he was significant and talented. It wasn't my music when I was a kid. I like him fine now. Like a Hurricane's a great song. Old Man's a great song. But man, he is acting like an old man now. So Neil Young has told the biggest streaming service, Spotify, that they can either kick Joe Rogan's podcasts off Spotify or lose Neil Young's music. Because he thinks that Joe Rogan, who speaks out against government vax mandates and stuff like that, and says therapeutics should be more widely used, Neil Young says that that's dangerous and he should be silenced. And I'll tell you what is shocking about this. Back in the days of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Crazy Horse, Neil Young was a guy who fought the establishment, who would rail against the government, who didn't trust the government. And now he's become just another government stooge. So much so that he believes anybody who doesn't toe the line, like Joe Rogan, and I know he'd feel the same way about me if he knew who I was, should be silenced. It's not just that I have a different opinion than them and we'll hash it out. No, it's that I disagree with him, so I think he should be silenced. And I've got some horrible news for Neil Young. Spotify makes a fortune off of Joe Rogan. Spotify paid Joe Rogan $100 million to get his podcasts on their platform. Nobody subscribes to Spotify to listen to your music, Neil Young. I mean, it's once in a while, people will pull up a Neil Young song, but that's not a reason. People will subscribe to Spotify for Joe Rogan. Nobody does that for Neil Young music. And I'll tell you something else about this. I read a column by Ed Morrissey last night that was just absolutely brilliant. And I'm not saying that everything Joe Rogan says is right, but I'm saying to say he must be silenced because you disagree with him. That's how my critics try to deal with me. And thank goodness it hasn't worked yet. But go ahead and bring this down, Andrew. I got a couple other songs I want to play here. So when Neil Young wrote the song Southern Man, it was a song that was about a very regionalist stereotype, that all Southern people are racist. And that's what Southern Man was all about.
Southern Man, better keep your head. Don't forget what your good book says. Southern change on the comet. Now your crosses are burning.
Southern change gonna come at last. Now your crosses are burning fast. Southern man. So it was a song about a stereotype. Southern people are racist. So there was a very popular band in the South at the same time as Neil Young and when he came out with Southern Man, a band named Leonard Skinner. What did they do? Did they say, Neil Young must be silenced? He said something we don't like, so we should censor him. No, that's not what Leonard Skinner did. They just wrote a song. And in the song, they rebutted Neil Young. And it was brilliant. And it was one of the biggest hits in the history of music, too, when they put this verse in Sweet Home Alabama. Lyrics I wanted here. Let me see. Maybe it's this verse. There it is. How great is that? So that's how Leonard Skinner rebutted Neil Young's Southern Man. They didn't say he must be silenced. They didn't tell record companies, you either have to drop Neil Young or drop Leonard Skinner. Uh-uh. They just said, okay, he said what he's got to say. We're going to say what we have to say. Well, I heard Mr. Young sing about her. Well, I heard her being the South. I heard Mr. Young sing about her. Well, I heard old Neil put her down. Well, I hope Neil Young will remember. A Southern man don't need him around anyhow. You see, that's how adults deal with situations, with disagreements in ideology. You say what you got to say, I'll say what I have to say. And if anybody cares to listen to either one of us, they can decide if either one of us makes sense. But that's not how Neil Young of 2022 is. He must be silenced because I disagree with him. It's not how the Attorney General of Washington State is. Call Bonneville and say Dory Monson should be fired. Tried to fire me, the Attorney General of the state. Because that's how the left deals with disagreements. Because they can't win battles of ideas and battles of ideology. So they try to cancel. They try to silence. Neil Young sounds like a ridiculous old man right now. And Spotify is keeping Joe Rogan. And I think Neil Young's backed off his, well, you got to drop my music too. He decided he likes money a little bit better. Okay, coming up next, I'm going to talk to the owner of the dog stolen on Capitol Hill as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Well, as you heard earlier this hour when we talked to Seattle police, there have been crime sprees after crime sprees all around the region. In the U District, we've had carjackings. A sorority girl was tased last night. We've had murders, of course, shootings at a record pace already in 2022. And then I heard about one crime up on Capitol Hill last night that just absolutely broke my heart. A Seattle police officer tipped me off on this. And the victim of the crime is Hannah Hu, who joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, Hannah, it's good to talk to you this afternoon.
Hi, it's good to be here. I'm glad that you can get the word out.
Absolutely. We're going to do that on our social pages and our website. So tell me what happened with you and your dog. Is your dog's name Rizza? Is that right?
Yeah, her name is Rizza. She is a 9-year-old. She looks like a Rottweiler. But I left her outside of Whole Foods maybe a total of 3 minutes. And the security footage later showed that there was somebody that was tailing me. And the minute that I had left Rizza by herself, that they just went up and started interacting with her. And they eventually got her into their Honda Accord with a dented back seat door. Okay. And then they drove away. There were no license plates on the car that was visible from the footage. And they just drove away with her in their car.
Wow. How old is RZA?
She's 9.
Okay. By the way, a buddy of my, one of my best friends had a Rottweiler lab mix. That was one of the best dogs I've ever known in my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, the first thing goes through my mind as a dog owner, my wife and I have, you know, we've had our dogs our whole life. It's just heartbreaking to think of, and I don't want to make you too sad, but just think how confused RZA must be right now to have strangers snatch, is boy or girl, RZA?
She's a girl.
Okay. To have strangers snatch her up off the street and take her away, you know, I was thinking about you and the dog and how heartbreaking it must be for both of you.
Yeah, I can't even begin to think about what she's going through. I that would just prevent me from doing even anything right now or functioning. So I'm just trying to focus on things I can do and getting the word out so that people can keep an eye on the car, on the dog, if she's just let loose. And it was an extremely well-lidded area, and there were video cameras and witnesses all around, and they still happen. So it's just shocking, and it was unthinkable for me to, you know, I'm at a loss for words.
Well, and do you have, I mean, as you've tried to think this through since it happened last night, in talking to the witnesses, in just, you know, smacking around in your own head, do you have any idea why somebody would do that?
I have no idea. And I don't know why, if they wanted ransom money, why they haven't called. And we put up signs all morning, all around Capitol Hill area, and, you know, letting people know that there's cash rewards and no questions asked, and we just want our dog back. And I don't know. At this point, I honestly don't know what they want out of a 9-year-old dog. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, the crime wave, it's not just in Seattle, it's across our country right now, and it's just devastating. And the thing about it is, you know all too well, Hannah, that we have all of these stories. You know, I heard about a shooting in Auburn, a 29-year-old man killed, and it's just words, and it's just numbers. But even if it's something like a dog, which is such a huge part of our lives if we're dog owners and lovers, it's not just somebody took a dog on Capitol Hill. I mean, I totally get how devastating this is for you, and that's why I wanted to share this story with my listeners. It's this is more than just a property crime, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know why it's not taken more seriously. I definitely have learned my lesson. And I did want to make one additional call out on the car, like from just friends of friends and posting different things and sharing different things on the neighborhood apps. That car was also reported, the same Honda Accord with a back door dented, no license plates, was reported in the Central District, so 5 minutes away from the Whole Foods on Capitol Hill, and was littering everywhere, and there was very suspicious activities in the trunk of the car where they witnessed a person in the trunk. So all of that had been reported, and the police got to the scene, but they just sped away. And this was 2 hours before RZA was abducted. So I don't know, you know, if any of this is connected, but it's just,
yeah,
it's all of the descriptions match completely. So yeah, be on the lookout for the car.
Do you know the color of the Honda Accord?
Yeah, it's a gray.
Okay, gray. Yeah, there are a billion of those out there, unfortunately.
It's a newer model.
Okay, newer Honda Accord, gray, dented rear door on the driver or passenger side?
The passenger side.
Any description of the people driving it?
The witness told me it was 2 African-American males.
Okay.
The separate person who this car was parked in front of her house for 2 days, she said that it was also 2 males and 1 female.
Okay. All right. Gray Honda Accord, newer, back door dent on the passenger side. And as for RZA, we're going to put a picture up on mynorthwest.com with this story. It's a beautiful, RZA's a beautiful girl. And I hope more than anything that we can help get the word out there, Hannah, and that you can be reunited with RZA.
Thank you.
What's the treat going to be? When I'm going to just take the optimistic view that you're going to be reunited. What's the treat going to be when you're reunited with RZA?
Anything she wants. Honestly, anything she wants.
Okay. I'm sorry you're going through this. It's just awful happening in our city.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you
we'll
for
the word
spreading the word.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. All my best to you, Hannah. Keep us posted, too, if you get any good news, okay?
Yep, I will.
All right. Okay. All right. Hannah Hu, last night outside of Whole Foods, Capitol Hill, RZA, a 9-year-old Rot Lab mix stolen. Just stolen and tossed into a car. Keep an eye out. Gray Honda Accord, newer, dented door on the passenger side, on the rear passenger door. And let's get RZA back with Hannah. It's horrible. Horrible what's happening in our entire region. Thank you to the politicians who have created this absolute dystopian nightmare. All right, love to hear your thoughts. Text me, 888-973-CHIRO. Awesome audio coming up next. Down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. What a day, man. Once again, tons of exclusives. We'll get a picture posted of RZA, the dog stolen on Capitol Hill last night. But seriously, what are we going to say? Enough's enough. It's not working. Democratic leadership is a failure. It's a failure in our nation. It's a failure in every major city that has it, where crime is skyrocketing. And why are we putting up with this? Sorority girls are getting tased in robberies. Guys are getting beaten unconscious on the Ave. Women are getting thrown into Lake Washington. Arsons are being set, 8 of them in Tacoma last night. Murder in Auburn last night. You want me to go on? Hey, Dow's reducing gun violence, though. Good for him. You know what happens when Dow Constantine reduces gun violence? We had a guy shot with a bolt from a crossbow last week. And then sorority girls are getting tased now. They're just switching weapons when Dow cracks down on gun violence. Oh, yeah, and gun violence is at its highest level ever as well. So well done by our political lack of leadership there. With that as mere prelude, let's get to our favorite sound bites of the day.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
One celebrity who is not interested in following the celebrity path of least resistance. I want a virtue signal. Never everybody tell me what a wonderful leftist progressive I am. Kid Rock isn't like that. He released a song yesterday. It's very profane. We had to be very careful about selecting clips to share with you. But it's a very anti-Joe Biden and mask mandate song, and it immediately displaced a Disney song as the number one song in America yesterday. It's called We the People.
Wear your mask, take your pills, now a whole generation's mentally ill.
Hey, they did a little Biden versus Trump comparison, too. Pretty good song. Anything else you want to speak out about Kid Rock?
Inflation's up like the minimum wage, so it's all the same. It ain't a thing changed. I don't see color. Black Lives Matter. No.
He wants what we all want: love and unity. Let's go, Brandon. A celebrity, a singer who's willing to not toe the line. I love this.
In order to form a more perfect union, you ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
There you go. go. Kid Rock, number one in the country with We the People. And Nicole, I'll tell you a little something about Kid Rock. So okay. when the Sonics, right before the Sonics left and Howard Schultz owned the team, they also had a big group of people who were, you know, very small slice minority owners, partners of the Sonics. And a friend of mine happened to be one of those minority owners. So I got to go to a few games with him and sit courtside, which is, you know, just horribly exciting for NBA.
Fancy.
Games. So one game, Kid Rock was in town. And he was just a few seats down from me courtside. And of course, everybody's coming up to him. I have never seen a big celebrity type star who was so friendly and warm and gracious. And he was hugging everybody who came up to say hi to him. And it was, he really impressed me that night and made a lasting impression on me.
Aw, see, yeah, I believe it. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, he'll speak his mind in song, even if he knows that most showbiz people are going to hate it. And I like that kind of feed. I know something about that. All right, also in our awesome audio, Joe Biden's calendar that they share with the media at the White House yesterday, it was completely empty. I mean, Russia's about to invade Ukraine. China's flying jets over Taiwan. We still have 38-year high inflation. We got a southern border with a record number of illegal aliens crossing it. COVID is rearing its ugly head, stronger than ever. And Joe Biden's schedule was empty yesterday. So they asked White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki, why? Listen to how she struggles. Count the ums. See if you come up with the same number of ums in a 23-second soundbite from her.
So the president has nothing on his schedule today aside from the PDB. Can you shed any light on how he's spending his day?
Well, let's see. This morning, I think he had some policy meetings, also a PDB meeting. He later this afternoon, I think, is doing some remarks review. There are some days that we spend some time doing internal meetings and discussions with policy experts, with policy leaders, and that's what's happening today.
Wow. 8 ums in 23 seconds. She was struggling to answer why the president's schedule is empty when the nation is having so many problems. And then what about Donald Trump? So he was golfing. And one of the guys in his foursome was recording his golf. By the way, Nicole, does it look like Trump's lost some weight?
Yes. This video, I mentioned this, but he was bending down to, you know, move the ball or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know that I would. Yeah. I don't know that I would have bent down for that long and not needed to come up.
Anyway, here's what Trump said.
You're so lucky to be one up.
Lucky. We'll be lucky if we're up.
We got it. First on G, 45th president of the United States.
45th and
47th.
47th.
Yes.
I love that.
So he is running yet. 45th and 47th president of the United States. That's setting some people on fire right now. I got to get out of here. John Curley and Sherry Ellicott are coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times. See you back here tomorrow. Hello.
That's how we do.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.